Close your eyes, wherever you're at, feel your body against the surface. Maybe it's a chair, maybe you're lying down. You could be sitting in a swing, if any of you saw my sky chair video. But let it be like that. Every part of your body feels completely supported. Your feet are being held up by the floor. And I love that Byron Katie has even shown me this, that in some ways we are being breathed. Because I'd be like, okay, I don't feel supported. I feel sick. My mind is uncomfortable. My eyes are squinty right now. I don't feel relaxed. Don't tell me I'm supported. This feels crappy. But then going to just noticing you don't have to do anything. I spent years learning to breathe into my belly. In fact, to the point where I started forgetting to breathe into my upper body. So just let the breath go where it wants. Let yourself be breathed. Let it have its own tempo. Notice you're not the doer. You're just here for the ride. Watch your stomach riding up and down on the breath through your chest. Notice the places where the breath doesn't want to go. And notice there's a part of it that says, okay, we got to force through that one. Overcome that one. Make that one change. That one is bad. Just meet that one. And the places where the breath doesn't go, just give them a kiss. And you might find that they welcome the breath as you're doing that. They open their doors. They see that you're safe. Be breathed. And then notice the thoughts. Notice that you don't volitionally create the thoughts either. They're like a happening. They're just showing up. They're coming in. Susan can tell us this, but they're neurons, neural networks firing, all kinds of things that we don't consciously orchestrate. So it's like you're being thought. So notice the ones that are coming in now. Who's doing the thinking? You don't need to know who. Just notice that you can kind of shift into the role of observer rather than the believer. And yet we're going to go further than the ones that say thinking, sort of put it on a cloud and let it go by. We're going to really embrace that thought, hold it, bring it into your heart. You think, oh, but that thought is terrorizing me. That thought is the cause of all my reactions and my pain. It's like, nope. That thought is just trying to help you out. It's just innocent. It's just a happening. to give it a name, just sort of like a one word or one, like this is the thought about, I've got one right now that says my feet should be on the floor. My feet are getting tingly. What's wrong with me? Why don't I have my feet on the floor? So that whole story is, I'm going to call that story, I'm doing it wrong. And bring that one into your heart. Oh, all that tension that I felt, it just melts. Okay, so notice the thoughts. We're gonna do something really radical. We're gonna love the thoughts, but mostly we won't for a while. There's even the thought that says, "Oh no, I can't love my thoughts. I'm not doing that right." There's another "I did it wrong" story. I'm doing it wrong. I need to be doing something different. Just gradually open your eyes and keep those yummy thoughts held in your heart.